New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we've had the benefits of frozen honey. We've had eating oranges in the shower. And the latest is giving butter to your baby. So why do we keep falling for these TikTok trends? Pete Lawn is the founder and head of the ESRI's Behavioural Research Unit. He is with me. Stephen O'Leary as well, the CEO of Politico. Stephen, you've kind of done a deep dive on some other trends, much like the butter for your baby that has caught on in recent weeks.
Yeah, and I suppose we're particularly interested, like you say, in the idea of like trends, things that are becoming increasingly popular. And so in that space, in that broader kind of maybe health, wellness, whatever you want to kind of maybe label this area, tape is a central and common theme. So mouth taping,
okay,
or mouth tape and face tape or face taping.
What do mouth taping and face taping, what benefits do they bring me?
So this is not medical advice.
Okay,
obviously,
yeah.
I should declare that from the start. But the idea behind mouth tape is to deal with snoring in particular. And face taping is seen as an alternative to Botox.
Oh, right. Okay. So what's the non-science behind the face tape being an alternative to Botox?
So I guess what we're probably interested in here is the kind of the way these things spread.
Yeah.
And how they become popular. And, you know, the baby butter piece is particularly interesting as a starting point here because of the sheer relief that you see from the parent at the very start of this trend. So we would have looked at broader TikTok analytics around this. And for example, baby sleep as a hashtag has 132,000 videos on the platform that have been watched 3.5 billion times. So there is an absolute interest in knowing how to help your baby sleep better. And by default, the parents sleep better too.
Is there a common source of these trends? Is there someone behind it? Is there generally somebody trying to monetize the trend?
Is it
a kind of a more benign genesis?
A bit of A, a bit of B. We would find more typically what happens is that the genesis doesn't necessarily have a money element to it. So we don't see anything at the start, for example, of this baby butter piece of anyone trying to sell you butter, for example. That's not part of the play. But could we imagine a situation in the weeks and months ahead where influencers start promoting certain brands of butter in relation to a trend like this? You could absolutely see that happen because we see things like that happen all the time. And with mouth taping and face taping, absolutely now they have become monetized, because if you look up either of those things, what you will be met with are influential accounts, not just promoting the benefits of this as an actual action, but promoting individual brands, very often sold through an affiliate link. So there is a direct revenue line here.
So Pete Lawn, I mentioned, is with us as well. Pete, I'd imagine if you're walking down O'Connell Street in Limerick and a stranger came up to you and started encouraging you to feed butter to your baby, you'd run a mile in the opposite direction. What is it that sucks people in about the online recommendation?
You're correct that if it was a stranger, you might run in the opposite direction. But if it was somebody you knew, you probably wouldn't. And one of the interesting things about life online is that many of the people who are trying to persuade you come across as quite authentic, quite open, very friendly. You are often in a relationship with them because you're following them, you're watching them regularly, you start to feel like you know them. And I mean, unfortunately, what we know is that there's a lot of evidence that suggests that people are more persuaded by narrative and by personal testimony than they are by facts and statistics, which, if you're in my business, is a little unfortunate, but is an empirical truth.
So kind of relatable everyday mum or dad telling me to feed butter to the baby is going to be much more persuasive than Pete Lunn or kind of an academic telling me to feed butter from the baby.
Depending on the personality and relatability of the academic, yes. But I mean, certainly a distant boffin who's peddling abstract and theoretical ideas, which hopefully I'm not, Kieran. But
I would never suggest you were, Pete.
But yeah, no, absolutely they are. Now, people do vary a lot in suggestibility. So we can actually measure it. I mean, there are scales you can use to measure how suggestible people are. And, you know, you find that there are some people who are very suggestible and other people who are more inclined towards critical thinking and skepticism. But you do get a lot of people who are very suggestible. And of course, for something that's kind of trending on social media, you only need a small proportion of people to be picking it up quite strongly and it'll actually go viral and lots of people will watch it and be affected by it. I mean, your brain is essentially a giant association machine. That's what the Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman said, which means you can associate a couple of things and you find it hard to resist those sort of associations. Mm. So, I mean, one of the sort of classic things that used to be done in psychology with these tricks where you'd say to people things like, oh, you know, the word gullible has been removed from the dictionary. And you'd measure the proportion of people who say, has it? Before they stop to think, because you immediately process the association. All you've got to do is imagine that somebody at the OED is just kind of crossing the word out. And you can imagine that so easily that you make the association.
Yes.
And even though a moment's critical thinking tells you you're being had, nevertheless, your giant association machine will make the association. So whether it's between butter and sleep or taping and less wrinkles, provided there's even the slightest image or plausibility about it, you might entertain it.
So plausibility. So that's a factor, is it? I mean, it's a version of the best lies are the ones with a kernel of truth. Like if the recommendation was bathe your baby in petrol, it probably wouldn't take off.
Yeah, and this is why, actually, that so many
even though
it's
really good for your baby.
Right. This is why things like these kind of sort of health and wellness things that involve diet and what you eat and things you rub on yourself or stick on yourself, because they have plausibility. I mean, to many people, science and medical science appear like magic anyway. I mean, we didn't evolve to understand things we cannot see having causal relationships that are intangible. So if somebody suggests another one to us, well, it's as plausible as the fact that if I swallow this orange and blue pill, it's going to make my ulcer feel better. I mean, you know, it has that kind of plausibility to it. So yeah, that makes it more likely.
Is there kind of a tangible science, Stephen, to what videos, what recommendations take off and what doesn't? Or is there an element of kind of luck that the right person shares at the right time?
No, there are lots of factors that come into play, right? So the existing following that the account has is absolutely a factor. So if a more popular account shares this, it has a greater chance of taking off. But like, this has been well studied and there are lots of things around, like, the speed with which the video starts, the idea of text overlay on the screen, the visual clues and cues that are given. And I think what's critical here are like a number of different factors. If we take this specific example of baby butter, around the ease with which it can happen. So it taps into this absolute emotional need, right? The sleep-deprived parent who's scrolling on their social media because their baby is awake and hits upon a video where another parent has said, my baby never slept, but guess what? I gave them butter yesterday and now they sleep like a dream, right? So it's like, oh my God, it's as if this person is next to me and knows me, that idea of relatability. But there's loads of other factors. This is a perceived easy solution. You have butter in your fridge. You have access to it. You don't need a prescription. And that idea that I can try it. The barrier to testing this is so low. And then what happens is 100 other parents try it. The 95 it doesn't work for don't talk about it. The 5 that it works for, they make their own video. And suddenly, like if you look this up on TikTok now, there are thousands of videos of parents who said, I've tried this, it's worked. Yeah. There are not thousands of videos from parents saying, I tried this and it didn't work. So it's also, you've got to remember, the algorithm, once you pause on this video once for a few seconds, 3 or 4 videos later, you'll be shown another video that reinforces the same thing.
Yeah.
So you could, in the space of 10 minutes, the speed with which we scroll through TikTok being rapid, consume a dozen videos from different unconnected parents, all saying they have fed their child butter and their child is now sleeping better. Now, if you talk about like the potential impact that has on a parent to then make the decision to do this, I mean, it can be pretty compelling.
Is there any evidence, Pete, that that access to information and the way we have access and the level of information we have access to has changed the way we think? Or is it just that you can reach so many people now? Like that all those gullible people were there, but they just could not be reached and counted before.
Yeah, I'm going to push back a little at your expression, access to information. Access is definitely what we've got. I'm not sure it's access to information. I mean, it's access to the influence of others.
Okay.
And what's really happening here, I mean, what you've just described is a way by which social media undermines people's statistical reasoning. So, I mean, people like me are often criticised, or, you know, people have a go and say, oh, but is your sample representative? I mean, certainly more so than social media ever will be, however we go about getting the sample. I mean, social media by definition is finding things that are not representative. I mean, it sends you down rabbit holes, it sends you to extremes. That's how it works, because that's what keeps you watching. So what it's doing is, I mean, people are bad at statistical reasoning anyway, and what it's doing is making them worse, because it's making things look like they're representative that are actually extremes. So the whole idea that the 5 who it works for make the video and the 95 who doesn't is a perfect example of that. It's pushing you towards an extreme away from the norm.
All right. So I think what we've settled on is give them butter first, then tape their mouth and wash them in petrol and they'll sleep like a dream. Anyway, Stephen O'Leary, the CEO of Alitico, Pete Lawn, founder and head of the ESRI's research or behavioural research unit. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.